This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid stood side by side Thursday and declared they would not allow Iran to become a nuclear power. They parted ways, though, on how to get there. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
Biden, in a joint news conference after a one-on-one meeting with the Israeli leader, said he still wants to give diplomacy a chance. Moments earlier, Lapid insisted that words alone won't thwart Tehran's nuclear ambitions. While Biden suggested his patience was running low with Iran, he held out hope that Iran can be persuaded to rejoin a dormant deal intended to prevent it from building a nuclear weapon. Biden's emphasis on a diplomatic solution contrasted with Lapid, who said Iran must face a real threat of force before it will agree to give up its nuclear ambitions. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Italy's president has refused Prime Minister Mario Draghi's offer to resign after a key ally refused to back the government in a Senate vote. The presidential office said Thursday evening that President Sergio Mattarella invited the prime minister to go to parliament to find support for his national unity government. If the political crisis isn't resolved, Italy's president could dissolve parliament, triggering an early election as soon as late September. Draghi is now expected to seek more support in parliament next week. Sri Lanka's President Gotabaya Rajapaksa has resigned. He announced the move from Singapore, having fled angry protests at home triggered by a deep economic crisis. Rajapaksa had earlier pledged to leave office by Wednesday. In the Sri Lankan capital, Colombo, protesters occupying official residences of the president and prime minister have vacated the buildings. A curfew has been imposed on the city. VOA News. Ukrainian officials said Russian missiles struck the central Ukrainian city of Vinnytsia on Thursday, killing at least 22 people and wounding about 100 others. Police said three missiles hit an office building in the center of the city, located about 270 kilometers southwest of the capital, Kyiv. The strikes, coming from a Russian submarine in the Black Sea, damaged residential buildings in the area and engulfed 50 cars in a nearby parking lot. The governor of the Vinnytsia region said Ukrainian air defense systems shot down another four missiles over the area. Vinnytsia is one of Ukraine's largest cities. The United Nations said three children were among those killed in the Vinnytsia attack. A federal grand jury on Wednesday in the United States indicted Buffalo mass shooting suspect Peyton Gendron on federal hate crimes and firearms violations charges. Gendron, who's 19, is accused of using a semi-automatic rifle to kill 10 people and injure three others at the Tops grocery store in Buffalo, New York, May 14th. All of his victims were African Americans. Gendron was charged with 14 violations of a federal hate crimes law and 13 counts of federal firearms violations. The hate crimes charges carry a maximum sentence of life in prison or the death penalty. A previously unknown self-portrait of Vincent van Gogh has been discovered behind another of van Gogh's paintings, AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Leslie Stevenson with the National Galleries of Scotland was in the room when an X-ray was taken of Van Gogh's head of a peasant woman. She called her boss, Frances Fowle.
She said she was absolutely bowled over. When she saw it, she immediately recognized it was a self-portrait by Van Gogh.
The portrait shows a bearded sitter in a brimmed hat. It must be an early work. The left ear is clearly visible. Van Gogh famously cut his off in 1888. To make sure it's the real thing, they called the Van Gogh Museum.
As it turns out, they've actually got five examples in their collection.
Art critic Tabish Khan says Van Gogh was known for turning canvases around and painting on the other side.
They do one underdrawing, then they decide, oh, I don't like it, or they flip the canvas over and paint on the other side. That's quite a natural part of the artistic process.
Two-sided canvases also saved money. I'm Ed Donahue.
U.S. inflation surged to a new four-decade high in June because of rising prices for gas, food, and rent, squeezing household budgets and pressuring the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates aggressively. Those are trends that raise the risk of a recession. And once again, our top story, U.S. President Joe Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid on Thursday declared they would not allow Iran to become a nuclear power. Marissa Melton, VOA News.